Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello, welcome to Red Men TV. It's instant match reaction time. Liverpool just beating Lyon 3-1 here in the wonderful city of Geneva. A much more convincing win for the Reds, well, performance from the Reds in general. I'd like to have Mo, Bobby, Alisson back in the side, but it was actually some of the youngsters that impressed, wasn't it, Tommy?
A lot more fluid, I thought, as a whole. I mean, I think the youngsters did impress, but it was having Bobby and Salah on the pitch. I think the one-touch football was fantastic. It was just nice to see us hitting stride again. We played with a purpose, and it's been so long since we've gone out there and just gone, we are the better side, we have the best players in the world, we know what we are. And it was the first half was very much an attacking display, second half was very much a defensive display, and we just all areas of the pitch we looked fantastic, bar obviously one mistake from Alisson. But if Alisson doesn't make that mistake, we go away with a clean sheet, 3-0, happy days.
Yeah, and the best thing about Alisson was, you know, he makes that mistake, and we both said it at the time, you know, in your head, you know he's not going to happen again. Mm-hmm. And you get that air of confidence back, and that's kind of what he brought to the Liverpool side. I mentioned the youngsters. Keanu Hoover kind of stood out for me in the first half. Yeah. The confidence he plays with, the fact that he bombed forward, he was an outlet. Defensively, he was up against Memphis Depay. Mm-hmm. And you think, you know, this is a lad who's really young, but again, you know, we'll come on to several youngsters in a minute, of having bags of confidence about him.
Yeah, he looks fantastic, and I'm made up he's just signed a new contract. Yeah. Really am, because
a lot of confidence boost with going into the game. I mean, he will have known that before.
But it's one of them where you're watching him and you're just thinking, he's got that outlet now on the right hand side of Mo Salah. He's got what Trent had so many times. Is that ball around the corner? Is knowing that he's got an outlet, and he was strong defensively. I thought, look, he's coming up against, like you say, Memphis Depay, and he's standing up to him and he's putting in tackles. He made a tasty little one, to be fair. Maybe it was second half. I was thinking, look, you need to keep your temper, not temper, but you need to keep control. Cause he did it. He's done it in a few games. Oh no, that was Adam Lewis. Never mind, actually. But yeah, he's going to be one for the future, massive ones for the future. But there's massive ones for the future all over the pitch.
Yeah.
Talking about Adam Lewis coming into midfield, Wilson finally scoring a goal, doing something.
My word, Harvey Elliott.
Elliott, and Harvey Elliott's playing with so much confidence. And you know what? Good. I don't want to see him again. Don't play him again. Keep him in training. He can do that, raw talent, all right, but you've got to learn the systems, you've got to get him in training, in the classroom. If he can put that talent into our system and do it exactly how Klopp wants it, get him in the League Cup games, get him in the FA Cup games, because, wow.
Yeah, there's a couple more surprising starts for me as well, actually. Jurgen Shaqiri, who was okay, I thought he did all right.
Yeah.
Jurgen Klopp wasn't a president at one point, but Naby Keita was the other one. And not only was I surprised that he started, Tom, I was quite surprised at like how sharp he looked and how fit he looked. You know, considering his injury wasn't that long ago, we haven't really heard anything about, you know, in training and stuff like that, and you're thinking he hasn't really played at all, and to come in, and you know, he was in that press, and you know, that's what we like to see from him, is like on the front foot, being hungry, being like a little pest, and you know, he did it and it led to a goal.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, the pressing was on point today, all over the pitch. Talk about Shaqiri there, there's Keita there as well. Obviously, Bobby was told don't run too hard. Salah was fantastic on the front foot when we did get the ball. That had Nalana in the six was fantastic. We'll speak about him in a sec. But on the press, I just thought it was back to what we know that we're good at. Keita snapping into challenges, pressing in the right times with the right pressing triggers, but also in the right ways. So many times Jurgen Klopp's been frustrated this pre-season, and we shouldn't have to relearn it, but we are sort of trying to relearn it. It is one of them. Sorry if I'm touching my mic, everyone. It is hard to understand.
In a six, I think his job is made easy, but, and you mentioned it before, the fact that Bobby's there and Mo's there,
who
making those deep runs and they're dragging people away. Mm-hmm. The options are there for him, whereas you know, we've been playing Gini Wijnaldum, Chamberlain, that's not their role. So not only is Adam Lallana changed position, he's got people in front of him who aren't in their natural positions either. And you saw it today of, like, you know, okay, the Lallana turn or the Crowe turn, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, he was hungry in the possession and wanted the ball and was, like, looking up and giving options to people. But he had an air of confidence about him, knowing that he's got Bobby and Mo to play the ball to.
Yeah, exactly.
They make such a huge difference, don't they?
It worked really well. Look, we went very attacking. We have gone attacking all pre-season. I just like the fact that you've got a man like Adam Lallana backing up the attack. So you've got people bombing forward, and then you've got Adam Lallana coming in at the very end, and he's so good with his feet. He's so good with the ball at his feet that nothing worries him.
No.
We see it with Fabinho all the time, where he's not worried about it. He just literally just strolls around the pitch, great first touch, great control. And Milan's got that too. And obviously you asked Klopp a question and he said, look, he's such an intelligent footballer, and it shows because he can move back from that attacking role. He knows where he'd be.
Yeah.
He knows exactly what ball he wants. So he's doing it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
One more play before you get a sore arm. Mm. Harry Wilson.
Great goal.
What a great goal. I literally said to Tom, one person who's not impressed me is Harry Wilson, and about 15 seconds later, top bin. I mean, that's the kind of player he is. You said it when we were talking, actually. You know, he's not as effective as a, you know, Mane or a Mo,
no.
You know, being there on the pitch. He needs that 10 seconds of, you know, the ball, and he's dangerous. And, you know, some players are like that, maybe not used to it as a Liverpool fan, and going, I want you to be there all the time, I want you to be an option, I want you to be more attacking. But I was like, he just proved me completely wrong of what he's capable of. And all the stuff that we've seen of him throughout this, like last season playing for Derby County, was doing exactly what he's just done there.
Yeah.
And people said, well, he doesn't do much else. Well, sometimes in games you need that, don't you? You need someone just to pop up and go, actually, you know what, 25 yards out, I'm going to have a go, and it's going to go in more often than not with him.
It's fair. I'm still not 100% convinced.
Oh, I'm not.
Yes, he scored the worldie, and yes, it's something he's been threatened to do, but he got a bit of confidence there, and hopefully that carries on. It's just a shame it happened so late into pre-season, because it would have been nice to see him get that first confidence boost and then go on and start pushing on and making a name for himself in the Liverpool shirt. Well, the question I want to ask you before we wrap up, does that dispel a lot of negativity? Because look, that's a convincing win for me, and I know Leon are midway through their pre-season too, and there's mitigating factors, there always is, but you're going into a City game now.
Yeah,
you've just come off a win where you shouldn't have conceded one goal. You should have come out of this game with a 3-0 win. So three nice goals, clean sheet. I know we never got one, but let's say we did, because it's an error. And then now you're going into City with that confidence, with your attacking team and your defensive team. And you're looking now, if we play Mane, if we play Salah and Bobby in that second half team, we steamroll it. Pretty much every team in the league, and look, City are a different breed. But that just everyone can go, ooh, let's go again.
Definitely think it's a confidence booster that fans and probably the players wanted before going into a game. You always like to get a win under your belt. But I didn't get carried away with Sunday.
Yeah.
Yes, I was disappointed. Yes, I was a bit pissed off because I want to see Liverpool win. But you notice the difference. You know what? The first half, the players that played that game, the players that played the majority of the US tour, didn't start today. And even when they came on, you saw a massive difference. You go, oh, we've had a rest, we've done our training and everything, double session, whatever. But you can tell you that the rest, they literally just got off the plane from America.
Yeah.
And you can look back at Sunday and kind of go, oh, yeah, it kind of makes sense now. They were knackered. Like, I'm knackered staying up till 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning watching it. They're doing double sessions, playing games. You know, how do you think they feel? And I get, you know, there's that. People don't want history to repeat itself. We had a discussion later on today of saying, you know, we came so close to winning the league, everyone else is bolstering the attack, which isn't helping, or bolstering the teams. You want Liverpool to go out there. But that has helped me personally, because I wanted to see that, and obviously we came here, we wanted to see a win. I think there's elements of people you can see where they'll get the game time and stuff. And, you know, we said it before, we've got a squad, you know, we've got players, there's things that are doing the rounds out, like, what if Charles out for 4 months and Mane's out for 7 months? And that happened anyway.
It
could happen to any team. So I'm a little more confident. I'd still like to see someone come in that attacking position, if I'm being completely honest.
That's fair.
But I'm not going to lose my mind over it. There's no point. I've said this on loads of shows. I won't judge it now because it's pointless, because the window's still open. I won't judge it. I'll judge it 10 games of the season.
Exactly.
If we've lost 10 games or something stupid, then I'm obviously not going to be happy. But, you know, Jürgen just took us to a Champions League win. I don't know better than him, do I?
Exactly, that's it. I mean, there you go. 3-1 win. We've got a vlog coming out. Obviously, there's the match reaction. Klopp spoke about after the game, loads of stuff. We've got interviews with a few players, a few social clips from that. Yeah, from the stadium, which we kindly, well, Ross asked this woman, she kindly let us come back
up. Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, everyone. Sorry for the bad framing, but it's one of them. See you later.
Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.